The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's just me by myself today, tonight actually. It's April 26, 2024, 6:08 p.m. I'm doing 7 days a week, 10 hours, so it's kind of hard for me and Julio to hook up because we both work a lot, so we were doing the shit on, like, on the days that if I had a day off, we would do it, like, in the middle of the night, you know what I'm saying, like these forefathers episodes that we were doing, but that's not going to be possible for a while. But he'll be back, so we'll see what happens. So we got this new number, right? This new phone number. I don't want to play all these voice messages, but I'll play like one or two every episode. And this one I'm going to play here, this is from Clem from the Legs and Eggs podcast, which is a good podcast. They got really good audio. She does a shitload of editing and stuff, so it's like sounds really professional. It's a good show. You should check that out. That's the Legs and Eggs podcast. And she's putting out an episode this next week that has me and Julio on it. So I can't remember everything we talked. We talked about all kinds of crazy shit. But here's her voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Clem Stomp from Legs and Eggs. I was just listening to the last episode, the solo episode Fox did, and I just wanted to tell you guys that one was amazing. It was, like, so good. Yeah, and then, you know, you guys put out a phone number, so, like, of course I'm going to call it, okay? So you're probably going to end up blocking my phone number because I'm probably going to call too much. But anyways, I got to have you guys back on Legs and Eggs soon, and the most recent episode was amazing.
Oh, thanks, Clem. And I know the episode that she had us on that she's putting out, she wanted me to do a promo, but I'm not really good at that. And I said, I'm working 7:10, so I have, like, absolutely no time. I'm trying to rush through this one, so I have a little, I don't want my wife to get pissed off at me, but she's doing her walk right now, so it works out. I don't know how long this episode's going to be, but thanks, Clem, I appreciate it. And yeah, if any other of you guys, you listeners, want to call in and leave a message, it's 31 Flu Frog 6. Flu, as in the Wuhan flu, 31 Flu Frog 6, all right? So, yeah, leave us a message. All right, I got some clips. I don't know if you guys have heard, but RFK Jr. was talking about having Aaron Rodgers as his vice president. That's kind of crazy. And I mean, I like them both in certain ways, but I don't, you know, RFK Jr., he wants to take people's guns away. I don't care what he says. You can't say a bunch of shit like last year, the year before, and then just change it and say that you don't. You either do or you don't. I mean, yeah, people can change their mind, I guess, but And then, like, his wife had a party during COVID, and I think nobody was allowed in unless they were vaccinated. But her husband got vaccine injured. I think it was after all that shit happened, too. Politicians are just, you just can't trust them, man. Their job is to keep everybody happy at any cost. You know what I'm saying? And that's not possible. That's not possible. We got so many different types of people in this world, and you just can't make everybody happy. So you're just going to have to piss some people off. At least that's what we do on this show. We get some hate mail from the rage listeners. It's like a little ray of sunshine in my heart, really. All right. Here's Aaron Rodgers. This is kind of a long one here, so let's check this out.
You know, I'm sure people are like, oh, he has no, you know, political experience. How's that worked out so far?
Yeah.
How's that worked out in our government? All these f***ing bums who've been in government forever, who are insider trading like crazy and lining their pockets during their terms and post-career, how's that working out?
He makes a great point. Aaron Rodgers pointing out that the way things are going, it ain't working. We need to change. We need somebody different. In fact, I would argue we've had that. It's time to go back. Now, Aaron and I don't agree on who should be the president, maybe moving forward. I think Trump can get it done. But listen to what he says, because this is picking up steam. He's not the only one who thinks this way.
How's that working out for the average Joe, middle class, or, you know, lower middle class like I grew up? How's that working out for those people? Not too good. How's it working out? You know, housing prices, cost of food, the inflation is going on.
Healthy food.
Chronic disease that we have in this country. Homelessness, unemployment. How's it working out? As we give, you know, billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight a proxy war. You know, we have a southern border that's, you know, being invaded. If you listen to Mr. Weinstein on Rogan, it's pretty scary, some of the stuff that's going on, the different camps that are down there of individuals, some people Chinese nationalists of military age, other, you know, South American, Central American people, kind of different ways they're treated in their different camps, and a lot of scary stuff there. But just the country's in a bad place, and it's not going to get better with weekend of Bernie's, who can barely put a sentence together, if that's even him.
Wow. He called him weakened at Bernie's. That's a low blow. Nah, but we all know he's right. All the dude knows how to do is lick ice cream cones and fall down. Hate to say it. All right, so I said we were going to start doing a couple new segments on this show, right? So I got a newspaper here pulled up from April 30th, 1924. This is called the Cody Enterprise out of Cody, Wyoming. So this was damn pretty close to, there's probably a lot of cowboys out there. All right, but at least back in 1924, shortly before that. But anyway, a lot of these, they're not as articulate back then. So, like, a lot of these shit don't make sense to me. But I picked this one out, which kind of surprised me, right? Here's the headline. 2 of every 5 marriages end in court. What they meant was divorce, but that was the heading. So 2 out of every 5 marriages performed in Sheridan County end in divorce. That was the onus of the report for 1923 compiled by the clerk of court and the county clerk last week to be sent to the Department of Commerce Bureau of the Census at Washington, D.C. The county clerk's report showed that 165 marriage licenses were issued during the year, and the clerk of court records report that 68 divorce decrees were granted. All right, so 165 licenses and 68 divorces. That's damn near half. A number of the divorces from 1923 are still pending, but the report gave only those in which a decree was actually granted. Indignities making married life intolerable headed the list as cause for 31 divorces. Non-support came second with 17. Desertion third with 16. While cruelty and the husband being convicted of a felony resulted in 2 cases each. Last year was the first in many years that no divorces were granted on the grounds of infidelity. Infidelity was charged in 1 case but was not proven, according to the court. The shortest period of matrimony ended by a divorce decree last year was 1 day. Sounds like they got drunk and ran off. And the longest was 32 years. 2 divorces were granted to plaintiffs who had been married more than 30 years, and a considerable number to those who had been married between 15 and 30 years. Probably for the kids, you know, they probably waited. The wives were plaintiffs in 45 cases, while in 23 the husbands brought suit for divorce. Yeah, that sounds about right. Just goes to show you, man, that was 100 years ago. Everybody thought things were so much different, but not really. It doesn't sound too far off from what we got going on today. Right? And then the other segment I wanted to do was the Urban Dictionary. And this one is pretty well known, but I thought I'd read it. I don't want to get too raunchy on here. You know, I got daughters and stuff. And I was thinking, now there's some raunchy ones, and I'm going to have 11 Labs read it because I ain't reading it. You know, that AI voice I got here on my computer. Actually, I got to re-download it because it was on my old computer. I haven't used it that long. I'm paying like $5 a month for nothing. All right. This week's Urban Dictionary is the Cleveland Steamer. It says the Cleveland Steamer is far more specific than the listings I have seen here. A sexual act by nature, fetish, in parentheses. The Cleveland Steamer is one person craps on another person's chest, and very important, parentheses again, then sits down and rocks back and forth like a steamroller. All right. And they also give they give like an example in a sentence. Billy had just gotten out of the shower. So me and John gave him a Cleveland Steamer. Oh. All right. Yeah, the good old Cleveland Steamer. I was expecting it to be more of a sexual act. It sounded like more like a prank. Billy just got out of the shower, so me and whoever it was, me and Jim gave him a Cleveland Steamer. All right. You know, I heard something else. Depending on your age, you might not even know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about, it was one of these kind of like hippie, not really hippie, but like they're all into the moon and the astrology and the, but they were talking about the Pac-Man video game, right? If you guys remember the Pac-Man video game, so they were saying that I can't remember the whole conversation, but they're basically saying that, like, when you die, you know how people say that they tell you to go to the light? Well, they're trying to say the light is the moon. And if you go in there, then you just get recycled. You come back as a baby. But you're supposed to go the other way, supposedly. I mean, who really fucking knows? None of these people know. But anyway, so they're saying that the moon is like a recycling mechanism for basically for souls. But then they were saying, like, isn't it weird that the Pac-Man game looks like the moon? And he would, like, he would travel around, like, eating ghosts. And then they would come back after he ate them. And also, you could go out, like, out one side of the screen and come back in another. They were talking about flat Earth. It was all kinds of crazy shit. That's just something. I thought that was kind of cool. Because some of these video games, you know, a lot of these movies and video games, it's like The Simpsons. I know that's not a movie, it's a show. It's like these motherfuckers are predicting the future all the time. I've talked about that before. But I mean, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about here. Let me play another clip. And this is a black dude. I remember he was dogging on Black Lives Matter. I think it might be Sheriff Tatum. No, I can't remember. I don't know who the fuck that is. Can't remember his name. But here.
What has Black Lives Matter done for anybody? Let alone black folks. What have they done? Have the wealth of black people gotten any better since Black Lives Matter? No. Black Lives Matter was nothing but a money grab. Billions of dollars given to that nonprofit organization. How many dollars you think went to George Floyd's family? Zero. How many dollars went to Ahmaud Arbery's family? Zero. I go down a list. They didn't give money to hardly any of these families. What did Patrice Cullors do with that money? She went and bought her a mansion, a few of them. Where'd she buy that? She bought it in the inner cities? No, she bought it where nothing but white people. But they supposed to be about black lives. These people are frauds, and they defrauded America. They burned down buildings, caused all this chaos, and in my opinion, have no results but division and hatred and chaos. Do black lives matter? Yeah, of course they do. I don't know a single person that say black people don't matter. Everybody matters, not just black people. Everybody have struggles, not just black people. What has black life?
Yeah, that's a good point. Black Lives Matter was, I think it was funded by like the Soros Foundation probably, or maybe a whole bunch of them. I mean, ever since it was like from COVID on, it's just like a steady push. It's like they're rushing, like they're desperate to hurry up and destroy everything. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they seem desperate, which means they're not as smart as they think they are. It's not going to work. The media, they'll come out there and make people like us, people that listen to this show, they'll make us feel like we're the minority. But I say this all the time. If you just go outside, walk around, talk to people, I hardly ever run into these fucking weirdos that they show on the news all the time. Hardly ever. I know, like, there's one of them that I work with that used to be like that. But then he had a couple of kids and now he's growing up. You know, it's like, oh, shut up. Sorry about that. Somebody was trying to leave a voicemail. Wow. I'm going to have to find a way to block that shit out. I can't be having that when I'm doing a show. Nobody cares. Man, I got another Bill Burr. I can't remember what the fuck this one. I save, you know what I do? I go to work and I'll be looking at like Instagram and stuff, and I'll save a bunch of shit, and I'll save TikToks. I got to bring my TikTok up. But I'll save them, and then I don't remember what the fuck it is. I'm guessing it was pretty funny. I like Bill Burr. And yes, you know, I was talking shit about his wife because she was giving Trump the middle finger at UFC. And then I was thinking about it afterwards. I'm like, man, because I've listened to his podcast. Oh, for Christ. You know what? The same fucking number just tried to call twice, and I'm getting pissed. It's probably Carl. All right, but anyway, I was talking shit about Bill Burr's wife because she was giving the finger to Trump at the UFC. And I know I'm repeating myself because this motherfucker keeps calling. And it's not my phone. It's on my computer now, which is... And if he does it again, I'm fucking getting rid of the whole goddamn thing. But, like, I've listened to him or her interact on the podcast, and she was probably just having a good time and joking around. I shouldn't have fucking... You know, I'm sounding like one of these... She's probably all right. But who knows? She might be a fucking nutcase. Next thing you know, she might show up with her hair dyed blue or some shit, screaming at the sky. All right, here's this one.
And I was making fun of the military, you know, which you can't do now.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I remember
we totally
now.
Went from Vietnam, all the hippies being like, hey, man, you're like a baby killer, man, to like now you got to give like a standing ovation when they walk over to Delta. You know what I mean? You know, show that you're not an ISIS. Like, I don't know what you have to be doing. Like, thank you. So I do this bit, making fun of the military a little bit. And the first time I did it at a VFW to make sure that it was funny in the right way. And it killed. Was even a dude, he lost his legs. He almost fell out of his chair, dying laughing, going, dude, that is so true.
So you got approval from
that.
Veterans.
So then yeah. I'm doing it in front of regular people, you know what I mean? So the second up, everybody has a good time with it except one person. He came all the way up to the front and just starts, didn't even heckle, just started yelling. He said, hey, show some respect. He starts yelling at me like he's my dad. Right? So he's like 100 pounds overweight. I'm like, why don't you show some respect and lose a little weight next time you have the middle seat on a flight? You won't be spilling over onto your fellow Americans. No, I know, that's off limits because now fat people are heroes. Everybody is a hero now.
Everyone's a hero.
No, I'm going to tell you what about fat people. Your organs are not giving you a standing ovation as you walk over to the refrigerator again. What you're doing is dangerous. You got children, lay off the ice cream. And I was making fun of them.
Yeah, that's why I saved it. He's right, man. You know, like, I was deployed a couple times, and I hate when people say, like, thank you for your service. Like, I don't like being put in that position, man. I try to stay humble and don't fucking... I don't want nobody thanking me for nothing. And I don't want nobody, you know... Whatever, man. All right, now I got this other one. I have no fucking clue what this one is. All right, let's hear it.
I'm not sure how much anybody understands about the moon, or if they know that it's an unnatural satellite, that it's not a moon like in the same way other planets have moons. It was placed there, and it is a soul harvesting unit.
It's Pac-Man.
Used to at the point of death, so they say walk to the light. If I was you, I would take the other direction, but so then when you go there is highly advanced technology there, which then harvests the energy from the soul and the trauma and the sadness of the death of a loved one. It then takes that, wipes the memory from the person, and then at the point that it's necessary, recycles the body or the soul back into another body on here on Earth again. So it's a continual loop. That's what the Ouroboros is. That's the snake swallowing its own tail. It's an infinite. So essentially, human beings on this planet have got caught in a time loop, and there is once again an opening to leave. We had an opening to leave when 13,000 years ago. I'm not sure how much anybody.
All right, so that's kind of weird. I think I saved it because now that's not who I was talking about when I heard about this Pac-Man thing, right? But that goes right along with what I was trying to get at. He articulated a little bit better than me. His name is Max Spears. I don't know who the fuck he is. It says Super Soldier Summit. Sounded like he was from England. So I don't know what that means, Super Soldier Summit. Are they really soldiers or I don't know what that is. Let's see here. All right, yeah, Carl just texted me. That was him. That was him trying to call. So he was just trying to leave a voicemail, but when I hit end because it was interfering with the show, and so it hung up on him, wouldn't let him leave a voicemail, so then he tried to call back, and I did it again. Hey, if this shit's new to me. I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know if you can silence that shit or how it works. It's cool, though. I'm glad that people are leaving voicemails and shit. Let me see. All right. I don't know what this is either. Let's check it out.
The language we use matters. Being specific is important. If you care about the truth. I refuse to participate. I'm not adopting your language. I'm not respecting your preferences. You don't own reality. You don't own grammar. You don't own definitions. You're not important enough to provide me with an instruction manual on how to talk to you. Are you kidding? How important do you have to think you are? The language we use matters.
Okay. He was talking about pronouns in case anybody didn't catch on to that. And I think I saw the longer video that kind of explained it better, but yeah, that was the gist of it. Let me pull up my TikTok here. Never mind. I'm not good at TikTok. All right, I got this. This heavy set white woman in the back of the back of a cab or an Uber. And she kind of fucking lost her shit. I think I do remember this clip.
Are you Ben?
Yes, I am.
Do me a favor. Can you move the seat forward because it's hitting my knees.
Yeah, no problem. Hold on.
It's very. Can you hold on? I didn't even put my seatbelt on, sir. Can you like slow down? You in a rush? Because if you're in a rush, I'm gonna panic. It's too hot in here. Can I lower this window or something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Your seatbelt is really tight around your neck. Has anybody else complained about this?
No, ma'am. No,
they haven't.
Well, then take it off.
No, I'm not going to take it off. I'm going to an important meeting right now. Like, I can't have my hair on.
You're having an important meeting at 7 p.m.?
What is that your concern? What the fuck I do? I'm trying to explain to you. I'm not getting any ventilation right now. Okay? And I don't appreciate your smart remark about me having a meeting at 7 o'clock
which I'm going to be late because of you. You showed up late.
Sorry about that, okay? I'm sorry.
Are you giving me an attitude, sir?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
All I have to do is report you to Uber and so be it. You will be kicked off this app, okay? Let me tell you, I've gotten other people kicked off. That this freaking seat is leaving on my knee. You have to have consideration for passengers when they get in your car. And you don't question them where they're going. I want another Uber driver. Are you done?
Yes, sir.
I would have dropped that fat bitch off on the middle of the fucking expressway. Oh, that's why I don't have a job where I got to deal with the public. So glad I work in a factory. And yes, I probably offend people in the factory, but we're all used to offending each other. That's the way I like it. But these days isn't as good as it used to be. We used to literally, when I first got out of the Army, I think my first job was in a sheet metal union in 1995. You could literally get in a fist fight at work and they would just break it up. And they wouldn't do shit. You know, like... I hate to say it, but you got these transsexuals that are looking for attention. I don't even, you know, some of them aren't even gay. They're just, I don't want to get into it, but I think they like attention or something. But let's go back to 1995, the shop that I worked in. You show up. Dress up like a woman. Everybody already knows you're a dude, right? And you get into an argument with somebody. Get in a fight. They're going to take you in the office, and he's going to be like, I'll guarantee he would have been like, the fuck you expect coming to work looking like that? He'd probably fire the dude that was dressed like a woman. I swear to God. Swear to God. The good old days. All right. There was one thing I wanted to talk about here. Have you guys heard about this Michigan school shooter? He was 15. This happened like 2 years ago. All right. Well, his parents got convicted. They got arrested 2 years ago. 2 years ago, so they've already served 2 years and they haven't even been done their court case yet, all right? So it says, the first parents convicted in the U.S. mass school shooting were sentenced to at least 10 years in prison Tuesday as a Michigan judge lamented missed opportunities that could have prevented their teenage son from possessing a gun and killing four students in 2021. These convictions are not about poor parenting. Fuck, they ain't. Oakland County Judge Cheryl Matthews said. These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train. The hearing in a crowded, tense courtroom was the climax of an extraordinary effort to make others besides the 15-year-old attacker criminally responsible for a school shooting. Jennifer and James Crumbly did not know Ethan Crumbly had a handgun. He called it his beauty. In a backpack when he was dropped off at Oxford High School, but prosecutors convinced jurors the parents still played a disastrous role in violence. The Crumblys were accused of not securing the newly purchased gun at home and acting indifferently to signs of their son's deteriorating mental health, especially when confronted with a chilling classroom drawing earlier that same day. The Crumblys earlier this year were convicted of involuntary manslaughter. The blood of our children is on your hands too, Craig Schilling told the couple wearing a hoodie with the image of son Justin Schilling on his chest. Nicole something or other, the mother of shooting victim Madison Baldwin, said the the Crumleys had failed at parenting. All right. Prosecutor Karen McDonald asked the judge to stretch beyond the sentence and guidelines and order a minimum 10-year prison sentence. Defense attorneys sought to keep the Crumleys out of prison, noting they have already spent nearly 2.5 years in jail, unable to afford a $500,000 bond after their arrest. They will get credit for that jail time and become eligible for parole after serving 10 years in custody. If release from prison is denied, they could be held up to 15 years. Wow. I mean, there's more to read. I remember hearing that the kid, he made like a drawing. It was like a bunch of people laying, bleeding, and he wrote like, "Please help me." You know, like he was crying out for help, and then the teachers told the parents and they did nothing. I heard something that they bought the weapon for him, but this article is saying not. Now, if I see, I don't look at CNN articles, so now if I was to, so I'm reading the Associated Press. If I was to click back and click on the CNN article, it'd probably say they did buy it, which they have no evidence that that happened. That's why I don't like CNN. Fuck CNN. But, yeah, so Carl was telling me that I don't read well. So he's like, well, you know, he talks shit. So he was like, let me do the newspaper clip of the week. I said, yeah, okay. That's probably why he was calling. But he's too fucking late. A day late and a dollar short, Carl. Maybe next week. Yeah. But like I said, man, my time is... I try to give you guys something every week, but I only got so many hours in the day now. I get home from work about 4:30. I got to go to bed at 8:30. So I got 4 hours where I get up at 3:45 and I work out. So that's why I go to bed at 8. I want to be in bed before 9, you know, so... I just wanted to give you guys an episode, man. I don't know how long this 7:10 schedule is going to last, but we'll figure something out. Me and my buddies, we'll, you know, maybe Julio will get a day off, or Carl was talking about coming on here. And I got other people that contribute and stuff, so... We'll figure something out. So, if you guys got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers at yahoo.com, send us an email. And I'm Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, Conspiracy Soldiers on TikTok. Not doing Rumble anymore. I'm not putting videos on YouTube anymore, but I still do the, it's like a self-generated video, and they're going to fucking shadow ban it anyway, so fuck YouTube. But I still do that. Of course, we got the phone number, 31 Flu Frog 6. 31 Flu Frog 6. Flu as in the Wuhan flu. And yeah, call and leave a voicemail. Maybe we'll play you on the next episode. And yeah, give us good reviews, you know, and tell your friends. And try to help us fight the AI and the algorithm that's holding us down, like YouTube. Pretty soon it's going to be all of them, man. You got to keep switching platforms, you know what I mean? Because it's just the corporations are taking over all these platforms little by little. But yeah, I appreciate you listening, and I'll see you next week. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.